Okay, Babakam Bamatsia, today's daf is Bamatsia daf Chav Gimel. Bamatsia daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Mabeis towards the bottom. It says Tznan about the 15 lines up from the bottom. Just one ha'ara that I mentioned that I wanted to start with today. And that is the Gemara on Chav Beis Mabeis towards the top quoted the Limud of Rabbi Yochanan that said, how do you know that Shatfa Nahar is Mutter? How do you know that if you have an Aveda that got swept in by the river, by the tide, that's mutter, because that is considered avuda mimenu mikol adam, that's lost from the world. And you only have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda when you have something that is lost from you, but found to the world. But if it's lost from you and to the world, then it's totally lost, and as the Rashba said yesterday, it's automatic hefker, and even if a person is screaming, I want it, I'm not miyayish, still it's going to work. There's an interesting Rashi in Bava Kama daf Samach Zayin. Bava Kama in Merubah, where the Gemara is talking about, I'm sorry, Samach Vav, where the Gemara in Bava Kama is talking about Yeyush of Aveda and Yeyush of Gzela. So the Gemara there is comparing. The Gemara says, Motzi Aveda, Lav Kivin the Miyayish Leimara, Mikami the Taste of the Yadi Kani Le, by Hashavas Aveda, since Yeyush takes place before it comes into the Motzi's hand, he's Kone, so too by Geneva, etc. So for some reason, Rashi there, when Rashi wants to quote the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which says that if there's Yeyush before the Motse finds it, it'll work, Rashi quotes our Gemara of Zuto Shalyam. Rashi quotes the Gemara about it lost from everybody. Titania Bela Metzias, Rashi says, Minay Laveh Shotfa Nar Hovah Tesha Bailab Shibuteres, Tabalom Shatova Bimenu, etc. Al Makani, so what do you see from there? That Yeyush is Kona before a person finds it. Problem that that the Mepharshim pointed out with that Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav is that that's an exceptional case. That's not the regular case of Hashavas Aveda. The regular case of Yeish is where I lost something and then I give up hope and then you find it. Rashi is quoting there the Avuta Mimenu Mikol Adam. That's an exceptional case that even if you don't have Yeish. So why is Rashi quoting that to explain a regular case of Yeish? So for that, we have to analyze for a minute how exactly Yeish works in general. What is Yeyush? So Raj, in Bava Kama there, Daf Samach Vav, Tosfos says, Yeyush is not Hefker. Tosfos doesn't say what it is, but he said Tosfos says what it isn't. Yeyush is not Hefker, so the question is, what is the difference between the two, and how do they work? So Tosfos is excluding the Arsab Rishon, let's say the Yeyush is a type of Hefker. Kind of call a Yeyush Bal Karcho. The Chazon Ish has a lashon like that. Yeyush is like, you know, you don't want to, but you're mafker bal karcho because you don't have a choice in getting it back. Number one. The other way that said by some achronim, the Nesivos and the Ksos both say the difference between Yeyush and Hefker is that Hefker leaves your Rishus right when you are mafker it. Unlike Yeyush, it hasn't really left your Rishus until it came to the next person's Rishus. Therefore, you might be able to be chozer bo from Yeyush. Right, that's what I'll read you the Nesiva says in Siman Reish Samach Beis. Near Lanias Dait to Bezeh Chiluk Ben Yeish LaHefker. To BeHefker, there's a Machlokus Rabbi Yossi in the Rabbanon. How do you view it? Whether it goes to the Rishus of the Zocha before it goes out of your Rishus until it gets to the Rishus of the Zocha. Hine after Kaimalam BeHefker. Even though we pass him by Hefker, that it's Hefker Afagav to Lo Asi the Rishus Zocha Mikol Mako BeYeish Nireh BeYeish to Lo Bahani Ad Asi the Rishus Zocha. No, until it gets to the Rishus of the Zocha, it's still connected to you. Let's say your Yeyush, you know, for some reason the effect of your Yeyush evaporates for some reason, then Ein Sof Lachshol Zakas, but you don't have to be Chozer Mezakeh, it's yours. It never left your Rishus. Well, we had a Gemara at the end of Bava Kama of a lion that used to accompany the caravan of Jews every night, and every night they threw a goat to the lion to eat, and one night the goat wasn't eaten. So he went to the Amor went to get back his goat, and the Gemara says he didn't really have to do that. It was automatically his because the Mela, once the lion didn't need it, it automatically goes to him because he wasn't really mafkarid. He was just had Yeyush to it. So this is a major issue how Yeyush works. But says the Minchas Asher in Bava Kama, what is Yeyush work? He has the following idea. He says that Bailus in general needs some type of expression. You have to have your bailus. You can't have a poreach ba'avir, your bailum on this. If you don't have any way to express your bailus, then your bailus just evaporates. The bailus ha'adam b'chafasa v'nechasav benuya u'mishtetes al kesher v'zika bein ha'adam l'mamono. Bailus in general works based on the fact that you have a connection to your asset. U'kashe yinutak mikol v'chol derech Shehu azika shein hadam mamono. If you have no expression of that bilus, so then tifka habilus be'atzma, the bilus will evaporate automatically. Adarava, bilus tzricha l'siba t'mi. It's not that you own something, and once you own it, so then, you know, there are different ways that that can be expressed. No, if you don't have any way to express that bilus, then your bilus disappears. For example, isuri hana. Many Rishonim say that Isuri Hanar is no longer Lachem, is not considered yours anymore. If you have an Esrog, that's Asur B'Hana, that's Arla. So why are you not allowed to use an Esrog of Arla? Because it's not yours. What do you mean it's not yours? It's mine, I just can't use it. The answer is no, if you can't use something, if there's no expression of that ownership, so then Memela, the bilus evaporates. Where do you know this from? It's Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim, in the first parak. But Gemara says that if you have sofei te'enim upirurin, if you have crumbs in your house, you don't violate Bali Rabbi Matzai automatically, certain cases. And says, why not? The crumbs are yours, officially. The answer is no, because your crumbs, what connection is there? You have no use for these crumbs. You don't have any rutzon to have these crumbs. But Mela, they're not yours anymore. What's the whole source of this idea? That if you have no connection to the item anymore, then your bilus just evaporates. It's zuto shel yam. It's our Gemara. Our Gemara. When you have an item that's lost at sea, you could be screaming, "I don't want to give up hope. I don't want to give up hope." But that item is no longer connected to you. It's out. It's mitsuya mimenu mikol adam. If it's not mitsuya, if it's lost from you, but it's found to other people, then it's you still have a connection to it. Why? Because whenever anybody finds it, they're gonna have a chiyuv hashava to you, and therefore you're still gonna have the connection. And there's somebody connected to you, your bilus doesn't evaporate. But the second that it is lost from you and from everybody, you have there's no longer any expression of that ownership, and memela, your bilus evaporates. And that's what yeish is. Because, you know, how could something be connected to you? You could have an ability to use it. You could have a rutzon to get it back, and an ability to get it back. That also is a way of connection to you. There could be a chiyuv hashava to you. That's also a connection to you. All those are connections. What happens by yeyush? Yeyush is, I can't use it anymore because I don't have it, but I still have a connection of wanting to get it back. The second I give up hope from getting it back, but maybe there's no longer a connection to me. Says Ibn Chazasha, that's why Rashi Baba Kama quotes Zuto Shoyam, not because Zuto Shoyam is an example of regular yeyush. Zuto Shoyam, finding it on the riverbed, is an example, is the model of once you lose your connection to the item, Mamela, your bilus evaporates. That's why he quotes it there. And again, this explains many, many halachas in Hilchas Yeyush. It's a long piece in Simon Mem in the Ben Chazasha and Baba Kama, which is out of print. I got a copy of it. Hopefully it'll be back in print soon. But that is about yeyush. There is one other idea of yeyush, but besides the Nesivos and the Ksos, besides the Ben Chazasher, but we'll leave that for later on the Amud. We'll get back to that Beis Hashem a little bit later. Okay, let's continue now, or actually say let's start from today's Gemara. So we ended off yesterday by quoting a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Rabba and Rava, whether if you have a simen that will probably get trampled upon and ripped off the item, is that considered a simen or not? Right? Do we assume people are trust that simen and therefore aren't going to give up hope? What do we say? People know that it's going to get trampled and ripped off. Therefore, they don't consider that a simen. So that's a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. So Tanan says our Mishnah about 15 lines up. Krichos, Rishas Arabim, Marilu Shalom. If you have krichos, you have these bundles in Rishas Arabim, you're allowed to keep them because you assume the owner gave up hope. Birishas Hayachid, no Tilamachres, but in Rishas Hayachid, you have to make an announcement about that you found these lost items. Sehechi Dami, what kind of bundles are we talking about? Idol Esbahu Simon, are they bundles without a Simon on it? So Rishas Hayachid, my Machres. So what are you going to announce in Rishas Hayachid? There's nothing to announce. They don't have a Simon on it. So, Elalav, the Isbu Simon. So it must be that there is a simon on these bundles, and that's why in Rishas Hayachid you announce Vikatani Rishas Arabim Hara'ilu Shalom. And yet it says in Rishas Arabim you're allowed to keep them, even though they have a simon on it. So Alma, it must be Simon Ha'asui Lidareis Lo Havi Simon. It must be that even though there's a simon on there, it is not a simon because you're allowed to keep them. Tiyufta de Rava. It's Tiyufta and Rava who says the opposite. So Amal Harava, no, the Olam de Lesbu Simon really does not have a simon. Utuka Ahmed Rishas Hayachid, my Machriz. Ah, you ask, what do you announce in Rishas Hayachid if it doesn't have a simon on it? Machriz Makom. You announce the place where you found them. The place where you found them. What is that? And Rabba Omar Makom Lavi Simon. And Rabba says, no, Not saying the place doesn't help you. That's not a good enough simin. To itmar makom rabba amar lo havi simin v'rabba amar havi simin. So it's a double machlokas. So machlokas number one: if you have a simin that is made to fall, is going to fall off, with a good chance of it to fall off, is that considered a simin or not? And number two: do we say that a makom is a simin? Important Rashi, because we'll get back to it later. What happens by the makom? So you don't announce what you found. You just announced, I found something in this spot. And then Rashi continues the last few skinny lines. V'yomar, right? So other men will be b'makom plodi. Yavo v'yomar ma'ibe. Then the person will come and say what they lost. V'zebava omer avati sham chefes ploni. Right? And I lost that, the chefes right over there. That's what Rashi says happens. Rashi says, you announce, whoever lost something in this spot, come. And then the person comes and says, I lost such and such. So keep that Rashi in mind for what we'll get back to in a couple of minutes. Toshma, back to the Gemara. Krichos brishos arabim arilu shalom. We have a brisa that adds on. If you have a krichos brishos arabim, you'll get to keep it. Brishos yachad otol machris. But brishos yachad, you have to announce the ha alumos. But if you have very large bundles alumos, then bein brishos arabim, bein brishos yachad otol machris. Then those always have to be announced. You can never keep them. So ask the Gemara. Rabba hechimitarisla, v'rabba hechimitarisla. How do each of these Amoraim interpret this brisa? Because remember, the first half of the brisa says has a chiluk between keeping it and giving it back, and the second half of the brisa, the Alumo, says you always have to announce. So how do each of them interpret this brisa? What kind of chifetz are we talking about? So Rabba Mataris Latame. So Rabba interprets it b'simin. We're talking about a case of a simin. Rabba Mataris Latame b'makom. And Rabba says no, the issue is the makom. So the Gemara explains. Rabba Mataris Latame b'simin. Rabba says we're talking about a case of simin, meaning Rabba, who says that a simin that's going to fall off is not a good simin. So what are we talking about here? A case where there is a simin, and therefore krichas brishos rabim. But if it's a brishos rabim, hari lo shelo, you're allowed to keep it. We should demidrasa because Rabba says I hold that a simin that's going to fall off is as if it's not there. So therefore, it's going to get trampled, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Demidrasa brishos ayachid. But if it's a brishos ayachid, so then no telomachris. But if it's in brishos ayachid, you're allowed to. You have to announce why to lo midrasa, because the yachid is not going to fall off. So there is a simin, and that's where there's a chiluk between Rishos Rabbah and Rishos Yachid. Veha alumos. What about these very tall bundles, very big ones? Bein Rishos Rabbah, Rishos Yachid, no to lo machris. By these very, very big bundles, even if it has a simin, that's good enough. I say that if it's a simin that's going to be trampled, it's not good enough. The answer is here, it's not going to be trampled. Kiva de gabeyen lo midrasa, because they're so tall, so that the simin is not going to be trampled off, and therefore even Rishos Rabbah is going to stick, so that's why you have to be machris. That is how Rabbah interprets the brisa. It's about where there is a simin. Rava Mataris Latimei B'makom. Rava says, remember, Rava holds that a simin, if it's on, even if it's Asili Dares, is good enough. So he does not interpret the brisa like that. So Rava says he's talking about the issue of makom. Krichos Birshos Arabim, Hare Ilu Shalo. If you have the Krichos Birshos Arabim, you're allowed to keep them. Why? Not because of the simin, but because Diminashtifa. Because you could assume that this got rolled around by people's feet. And this is going to be in a different spot. Then it was lost, so then you're not going to have a simin. You're going to say, oh, I lost it there. No, it's in a different spot than where you lost it. So, therefore, it's not going to work. Even if there is a simin on it, even if I say usually a simin works, by asli dares, here it's going to be moved around. But Rosh Hashayachid, you have to announce the lo minishtifa, because it's not going to be rolled around in Rosh Hashayachid. Veha alumos, and by big bundles, bein Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid, no to lo machris. By alumos, big bottles, you always have to announce. Kima de yakire, because they are. Yakire here does not mean, beautiful. It means heavy. Rashi says kvedos. Since they are heavy, lo menashtefos. So they're not going to get moved around. That's how Rabbi and Rav interpret the brisa. Is the issue simon? Is the issue makom? Even if it gets used around, but so what? Then it has a simon on it, but you have a... There might be other people that have the simon. Even if there's lo havi simon, but still, you're not going to say the spot that it was lost. That's also part of how something is usually identified. The Bnei Yeshua, though, maybe it's similar to what you're saying. The Bnei Yeshua asks here, why do we say that a sit, right? It says if it gets moved around, so it's not going to be... It's hari l'shalo diminishtifa. Right, so why can't, remember Rashi said, maybe this is your question, Rashi says that the motse announces the simon, announces the makom, and then the ma'abed says, gives a simon and says what it looks like. So therefore, why is that good enough? But the Bnei Yeshua says,
Atel Rashi Dileo Pirei Shaliba de Rava Shemoti Machmas Baraka Ploni Matsasi Balo Mishachivas Ploni Haya. So why doesn't that work here? So what? It's in a different place than where you lost it. It doesn't matter. Afilo Hachi says the Pereshu Asi Shapir. To keep it diminished, Lo Yuchala Hachmas Baraka Ploni Matsasi. Doesn't matter by announcing, I found it in this spot. Because maybe you found it in a different spot also. Not just that the Ma'abed doesn't know where it was lost. It's not in the place where it was lost, but the Motzi found it in a different spot. Right? Oh, that spot, I lost it there. No, even where you're announcing, it might not be the spot that it was lost. So, da'adarabha, efshe sheha ovid lo avar me olam baze hamakom shenimsa achepetz, ela haruch gilgolo lemirachok, im kein mitokach lo yasim elibo klaus. Therefore, the makom is not a good raya here, and therefore the makom that leads to your simon giving is not going to be a good raya. It says the Bnei Yeshua, either way, it's not going to be good enough. That is Bnei Yeshua. But the question though is that we just said, oh, it got rolled, and therefore it's not a good simon. But maybe it didn't get rolled. Right? Maybe you have to be announced just in case. Maybe it didn't get rolled. Maybe it didn't get rolled. Maybe it didn't get rolled. And therefore, maybe this... Why shouldn't you have to announce it just in case? Announce that you lost it and found it in this spot, and they'll come and give a simon. Maybe. You have to be choshesh for something that writes a lachomer by a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Why should you have to be machmir, be choshesh, that it was rolled? So the answer must be, one of the acronyms says that, it's so probable that it's going to be rolled, so then it's not even a achshash. Because if something's in the middle of the street, we assume that it is going to be rolled, and you cannot trust that it's, and you cannot trust that it didn't. You don't have to be worried that it didn't get rolled. That's what you have to say for this Gemara. Based on that, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, or in the Dibros Moshe also. I don't know if he writes in the Tshuva. He has a case where somebody left something on a bus or on a train. So, what is mako? How specific does mako mean? Do I have to give like? Towards the front of the car of the train, to the back, the bus, where it was on the seat. Says Rav Moshe, how far do you think this thing rolled? Says Rav Moshe, you know what Argamar seems to say? Even if it's not in the same spot that it was when you lost it, that's not good enough. Makom means in the exact same spot. Goes, here, how much do you think it rolled? Some of these bundles. Probably only moved a little bit. But says Rav Moshe, you know what you see from here? Shanosin simin makom tzorach ledayik makom mesuyam. V'lo maspik sheyomar es hamakom bichlalus o es kala makomu she'aleim hayayachol lehizgalgel. Oh, it's somewhere in this area. It's not good enough if you have to give a makom. Why? Shem lo kein lo yech ba'lonu nizgalgel. V'nishadayin yuchol lechavin makom bichlalus. You probably give the place in general. That's why Rav Moshe says, if you lost something on a bus or on a train, if you don't know exactly the place on the car, it is not good enough. And even though people don't focus always, says Rav Moshe, where they sit, you just sit down, you don't focus on it, it doesn't matter. For Hilchus, returning lost objects, you got to focus. And you not, and if you can't give the proper simon and the simon makom, then it wouldn't be good enough. Okay, that's an important chiddush that Rav Moshe has from this Gemara. That makom has to be very specific.
A bus or
Rishus HaRabin? It's Rishus HaRabin in the sense, like, remember Rashi yesterday defined Rishus HaYachid as many people don't go there. It doesn't mean the halachic Rishus HaRabin, Rishus HaYachid, like Hilcha Shabbos sense. It just means that not a lot of people go there. It's on a bus, a lot of people go, so it would probably be in the definition of Rishus HaRabin. See Rashi about the almost three quarters of the way down on yesterday's Amud, Rishus HaYachid, Kagon Besada Zrua, She'ein Rov B'dei Adam Dorchin Ba. Means on the bottom of Chafez and base. So it means a lot of people don't go there. It doesn't mean like Rosh Hashanah Yachid in a halachic sense of Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Tashma, next Gemara. Tashma, Kikor Shal Nachto, Amar Yilu Shalom. Our Mishnah said that you have the challahs. You have the challahs of the baker there. You could keep them. Because all bakeries' challahs all look the same. Right? All look the same. Hashal, Balabai is Chayav L'Hachris. But everybody's personal challahs, they all look a little different. So if you find the bakery's challahs, you have to announce. But if you can keep them. But if you find a personal owner's challahs, you have to announce. So shel balabayis my time. Why do you have to announce what the balabayis is? Kivan de ispuhu simin, since it has a simin de mediadia, because everybody knows, rifta de inish, inishu, the bread of a person belongs to a person. Veloshna, and the mission does not make any distinctions. Veloshna rishus harabim, veloshna rishus hayachid. And the Mishnah doesn't distinguish between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid by the Balabayas' Chalas, you always have to announce. No telemachers, right? Because a person will be able to say, that's my wife's Chalas. Everybody will be able to say that. Alma, so does the Balabayas mean that it means like the man's making the Chalas? don't know if that being any diyukim with right the balabais, the balasamais. So alma simin also the derais havi simin bo'amina. So the Mishnah says that if you have chala, a personal chala, and it's zirushes rabim, so the simin asu lidareis, zirushes rabim probably might have gotten stepped on and probably not noticeable, recognizable anymore. It's not just like a tag that might have fallen off. The Gemara is assuming that if zirushes rabim is totally not going to be recognizable anymore as it was when it was lost. So havi simin. So you see from the Gemara, the Mishnah, that it is a good simin. Even as zirushes rabim, it's tiyufta the rabba. So it's tiyufta on rabba who says if something's zirushes rabim, it's no longer a good simon. So Amalecha Rabba, no. Rabba says, you know why? Hasamayinu taima mishum de'ein mavirin ala ochlin. The answer is because when it comes to food, it's not going to get trampled on. Because ein ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. How do you translate ein ma'avirin al ha'ochlin? You don't pass over ochlin. So it's a machlokas we shown in here. Rashi and Tosfos here both say you're not allowed to pass over ochlin. You got to pick it up. Ein ma'avirin al ha'ochlin, says Rashi, is like ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvahs. You got to do it. You got to grab it. Got to grab it, right? Why do we put in our talus into our talus and tefillin bag? Why do we put in our talus second? Because you want to take out the talus first, because you know you put on the talus first. So that's why the halacha is, even though the tefillin has more kedusha, right? That's the reason we put on the talus first and then the tefillin, because ma'alam ha'kodesh lo maridin. You put in the talus and then the tefillin. But into the bag, even though the talus might be a little bit on top of the tefillin, it's okay, because of the halacha of emavir and alamitzvahs. You don't want to take out your tefillin first. Right, and that's why we also put in our talus, our tefillin on the same sides into our tefillin bag every time, because when you take out the tefillin, you want to take out the tefillin shel yad first. You don't have to take out the tefillin shel rosh and then pass it over. We paskin in that case, if you took out your tefillin first, then there's a good chance. There are a number of posts, and let's say you got to put in your tefillin first. You took it out first; it's in your hands, so put on the tefillin first. The halacha of malan bakodesh is not a halacha li kufa. But if you took out your shel rosh first by mistake, we paskin you put it down. You put it down. Okay, you got to violate the halacha of putting on your shel yad before your shel rosh. That's a din liyikuva. Well, try to mosay yadecha. You can never have the tefillin shel rosh on without the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel yad always has to go on first. So that halacha overrides in mavir nal mitzvus. But talus and tefillin doesn't override it. Right? Before most have the minhag that before they get married, they only have tefillin. Right? So you can put on your tefillin without a talus. It's not the end of the world. So that's why we're makbitz. It says Rashi, the same lashon of ein ma'avirin ala ochlin, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, is ein ma'avirin ala ochlin. You're not allowed to pass over, you have to pick it up. And Rashi tells us both say, eino rasha'ui la'avar u'lahanicham sham. You're not allowed to leave them there. And therefore, there's no worry that they're going to be this chala of the balabais is going to be trampled upon, because the first Jew that's going to pick it up is going to pick it up. Tosfos says, don't explain it. Ein ma'avirin means you're not allowed to trample on it, so therefore you just walk on the side and you just leave it there. Don't, says Tosfos, don't say that's what it means, because there's a Gemara in Erevin that talks about ein ma'avirin, where it seems like the Amora picked it up in the end. The Me'iri here, though, Beferish quotes the other opinion. Quotes the other opinion that ein ma'avirin does not have to mean that you have to pick it up, it just means that you can't step on it. You can't step on it means that that'll be a bizayin. He says, yesha pirshu, Shahamosan Eina Rashoi Lavar Mealan Ulanicham El Masalkin Osamisham, that's the Lashon of Rashi and Tosfos, and Yesha Pirshu, Shein Mafsian Alehem. The Kol Shein Shein Darsan Alehem. You can't walk over them and you can't trample on them. And he says the Sugya, you see in the continuation, seems like a Maipshad and not like Rashi and Tosfos. Because you know what the next line of the Gemara is? Look at the next line of the Gemara for a minute. What about the non Jews that are walking by? What, they don't hold this halacha? Right? What do you mean? According to Rashi and Tosfos, the first Jew is going to pick it up. Says the Me'iri, that's why the next question makes sense in mind, that no, they're not going to pick it up, they're going to walk to the side. So you have to be worried about the non-Jews walking by. So anyway, the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about that halacha, about Ein Ma'avirin al ha'ochlin. Where does this come up? Where does this come up in halacha? Is this quoted somewhere? So if you look on the side, there's no little letter. So this is not quoted in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Where do you look this up if you want to look up this halacha? There's 1-7 Shulchan Aruch on Bizu Yochlin and Hilchus Berachas Amazim. So in Siman Kufayin Aleph in Dvarim Hanogim Besuda, the second Chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, Shalinog Bizayin BaOchlin. So there it talks about what you're allowed to do with food. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to throw food. When are you not allowed to throw food? If it's food that's going to become disgusting if you throw it. If you throw, this is where the posts talk about throwing candies. At bar mitzvahs and at weddings, they used to throw grain because grain is a Siman Bracha. So here, the post can talk about it. The Gemara talks about they used to have certain fountains of wine, right? The Gemara Ksubas talks about. But the Rishonim say it's only a fountain of wine where the wine was reused. Like a fountain where it was reused, because you don't want to, it's a just to use wine that it'll be Baal Tashkis, Bizayin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, though, you're not allowed to throw pas, ever. You're never allowed to throw bread. Right? Some have the minhag of throwing bread. At the Friday night, you throw the bread. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not supposed to throw bread, period. You're not allowed to throw other food because it has become a nimas. But bread, you're not allowed to throw. So it's nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes our Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes our Gemara. You see food on the ground, you can't just walk by. Unless you're worried about something with some kishuf, some spell on the bread. But other than that, you have to pick up the bread. The Piskei Tshuvos has a beautiful summary of this issue of Bizayin Ochlin, that all these, there are many, many Gemaras and Shas that talk about Bizayin Ochlin, and they could all be in two categories. One is the halacha, there's a halacha called hefsid ochlin. In other words, any food that's ro'i for people to eat, you're not allowed to be ma'abed it, number one, because you're being mafsid it, even if you're mafsid it, derech kavod, velo derech bizayin. And number two is bizayon ochlin. There's hefsid ochlin and bizayon ochlin. Hefsid means I'm being ma'abed something that I could eat. Number two is bizayin, I'm like being mevazah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Even if it's not edible for people, still you're not allowed to be mevaza ochlin, derech bizayon v'ashchasa. Af ofashut alafsid, and there are many nafkaminas. Is it bizayon? Is it hefsid? What if you have something that's already aser ba'achila? Something's already aser ba'achila. Something is it's treif. Are you allowed to do anything you want to it? What if it's shas hatchak? What if it's shev al tasa? There are many different discussions in the Rishonim about Bizayon Ochlin and Hefsid Ochlin. But anyway, this is the siman in Kufay and Aleph in Shulchan Aruch that discusses these issues. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So you don't have to worry about the Rabbi would say it's still a siman because it's not going to get trampled because people are not going to trample on it. Ay, Bahika Nachrim. Ay, there are Goyim. So Nachrim Chayshulik Shafim. The non-Jews are not going to pick it up because they're choshes that there's Kishuf. They're choshes that there's a spell that was put on this bread. Tosfos says, "Ahai, what the most of the right the you have to Ika Nachrim." Tosfos says, "Why don't we in the middle of Tosfos? Adarabba, in the middle of Tosfos, ha Nechash the Rov Yisrael Sharoan Akikar V'Yagbihu." Right, Tosfos just doesn't answer the question. He says, "We're talking about a Jewish neighborhood, so why aren't we worried that the Jews will Nechash the Rov Yisrael Sharoan Akikar V'Yagbihu, but Nechash the Chumah L'Chay V'Achrasa?" Right, why aren't we worried that Jews are going to pick it up? And how could the Gemara even ask, what about Nachrim? Aren't we talking about a case of rove Jews? So you should have to be worried and you should have to be machrizit. So how could the Gemara even suggest Vayika Nachrim? Anyway, it does not answer the question, the Ritva does, but we'll move on. So you don't have to be worried about Nachrim because they're worried about Kshafim. Vayika Behem of a Klavim. All right, what about animals and dogs? Are going to step on it. So they're going to step on it again. So why isn't this a simin that will be Nidras? And according to Rabbah, it should not be a good simin. So the Gemara says, "Va'aser de l'shlichi b'heim v'klavim." Let's talk about a place where there aren't any so many animals and dogs, so it's not Beit Shemesh, right? So therefore, it's you don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara, lema katanoi. Let's say this is really an issue in the Tanoi. The Shita B'Kubet says notes that this is not a usual usage of lema katanoi. Usually, lema katanoi follows one amora, and we want to say, "Oh, this amora is related to a machlokas tanam, and he only fits with one of the tanam." So the Shita B'Kubet says here, says it's a little different. It is, there's a machlokas amoram, and we're going to say that machlokas amoram is exactly a machlokas tanam. That's what he says. It's a little different than it's usually used. So lema katanoi. Kit tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, our Mishnah. Kol davar sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachriz. Rabbi Yehuda says, the end of our Mishnah, that anything that has a shinui, that's unusual, you have to be machriz. Ketza, like what? Matze iglo b'tocha cheres. If you find a thing of dates, and you have a piece of pottery in the middle, kikar b'sochamos, you find some money in the middle of a challah, so that's you have to be machris. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But the Tanakama did not say that. Mechal the Tanakama savar hari l'shalo. So Tanakama must say that you're allowed to keep it in those cases. So what's this machlokas about? So we're going to have basically the same Gemara repeated, 15 lines and 15 lines. We're going to have the same Gemara. So first, this is version A. Savru de kuli alma simin haba me'elav havi simin. So everybody, let's assume that everybody thinks of the Mishnah that a simin that could have fallen in by itself, meaning there could have been a rock that got into these dates by itself, and there could have been money that fell into this box of rugalach, box of cookies by itself. So still havi simen. Everybody agrees that even though it could have gotten there by itself, it is a good simen, and we could assume that people put it in. Uma avir nala ochlin, and everybody argues with what we said before. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to pass by the ochlin, which again the Meiri says fits into his pshat. Because what, you're going to say everybody agrees that you're allowed to step on the ochlin? Avir nala ochlin? No. Everybody agrees that you don't have to pick it up. That's what the Meiri says fits into his pshat. My love, so what's the machlokas about in the Mishnah? B'simna, so lidaris kamiflagay. My savar lo avi simin. The Rabbi Yehuda said the Tanakhama said it's not a simin. My savar avi simin. So isn't this machlokas tanam in our Mishnah the parallel machlokas parallel to the machlokas amarayim? So the Gemara says no. Amras vidin mishrei the Rava isnakadai because savar Tanakhama simin hasa lidaris lo avi simin. If the Tanakhama really holds that a simin that will be trampled is not a good simin, uma avir nala ochlin, and you don't have to pick up the food, then kikarosh balabayis versus rabbi my machris. Then why in the world would you have to announce for the kikaros of the balabayis and rishas rabbim? It's going to fall off, and people step on it. So that can't be the machlokas in the Mishnah. So ela amar azid b'shei the rabba. So azid said in the name of rabba, this is the machlokas. Right, everybody can fit into Rav Shita. The Kuli Amas Avri Asimin Azulu Dereis Havi Simin. Rav would say everybody holds that it is a good Simin. Uma Avir Nala Ochlin. V'Hak B'Simin Abba Meilav Kamiflagi. The Tanakav V'Savar Simin Abba Meilav Lo Havi Simin. Rav Yudah Savar Havi Simin. The Machlok is about Simin Abba Meilav. But Rav would say everybody agrees to me that a Simin that will fall off is still a good Simin. The Rav Amar Lacha. And Rav would say everybody can fit into me also. The Kuli Amas Simin Azulu Dereis Lo Havi Simin. V'In Mavir Nala Ochlin. Right, it's not a good simon, and people don't pass by food. V'hafcha b'simon, abam elav kamiflagin. The machlokas is about that type of simon. Tadakava savar lo avi simon, v'rav yoch, rav yudu savar havi simon. That's the machlokas. Right, the first suggestion is maybe they're arguing about Rava versus Rava. Answer is, Rava and Rava can each learn the Mishnah according to their own shita, and both tanam can fit into them. So now we have Ika da Amri, we have a different version, same Gemara. Savrua de kuli amazer abam elav havi simon. Really, everybody agrees, simon that could have been put there and fallen in there by itself is a good simon. The simon also lidareis lo avi simon, and a simon that will fall off is not a good simon. So my labam avir nala ochlin kamiflagi. Now we never had this suggestion yet. Shall we say maybe they're arguing about that issue? The marsaver ma'avir and marsaver ein ma'avirin. So we have the same three shitas. Amar azid mishrei the rava isakadaitach saver tanakama simon also lidareis lo avi simon. Rav Zvid says no. If the tanakama holds that it's not a good simon, if it's going to fall off. Uma avir nala ochlin, and people walk by foods. Kikosha v'alabayis v'rishas rabim ma'amai machris. So how would you have any sin left in rishas rabim? So Ella Amr Azim Shay the Rava. So Rav Zvid says no. Rava would interpret it like as follows. To kuli amas avir simin asa lideres lo avi simin. Uma avir nala ochlin. V'hachav simin abam eilav kamiflagi. Same exact what we just said. Tanakava savar simin abam eilav lo avi simin. Rav Yochanan Rav Yehuda savar havi simin. The Rava Amar Lacha. And Rava would say the same thing. To kuli amas simin asa lideres lo avi simin. Ve'im avir nala ochlin. V'hachav simin abam eilav kamiflagi. Tanakava savar simin abam eilav lo avi simin. Rav Yehuda savar havi simin. Period. So what did we just do in the last 20 lines? We suggested, we just had two versions of the same Gemara, but we suggested maybe they're arguing about what Rabba and Rava argued about, the issue of Simin Ha'asui Lidareis, and the Gemara answered that there are many other possibilities what they're arguing about. Maybe they're arguing about Ma'avir Nala Ochlin, maybe they're arguing about Simin Haba Me'elav, so therefore, there's no riot that it's a parallel machlokas. Amar Azvin Mishbeid the Rava comes along with Azvin in the name of Rava and says, Klala Da'avitsa, the Klal, the rule by Aveda is Kivan to Amar Vaila Lachisaran Kis Miyaish Lamine. Once a person expresses woe to me that I lost money, Chisaran Kis, that's called Yeyush. That's called Yeyush. What's Yeyush? When somebody says, Ayve, I lost my money. When somebody says that. The Rashba says you only need the Amira only by a Dover Sheyesh Bo Simin. By a Dover She'ein Bo Simin, even if he doesn't say this, it will still be considered Yeyush. That's the ha'ara of the Rashba. The davar sheish bo simin, the davar shein bo simin, lo boya the amar el akiva the mimash beish, but lo matzah harayesh. The second that you realize that you don't have it, that's enough yeush because he will not be able to get it back. Period. Said the Rav Gusman has an unbelievable diak in this line. This little diak opens up vistas of understanding in the world of yeush. Klala da Avitsa. Answer of Gusman in the Kodesh Hashira. Why doesn't it say Klala de Yeyush? Klala de Yeyush. What do you mean Klala da Avitsa? Klala de Yeyush is to say. Once you say Chitzaron Kis, that's Yeyush. What do you mean Klala da Avitsa? Says Rav Gusman, and the same exact Chiddush We say two Neviim never say the same thing. Rav Gusman and Rav Salvechik say the exact same idea in Yeyush. I'd seen Rav Salvechik before. I saw last night that Rav Gusman holds the same idea. This is an akuda. What do we call that? Vitsa? Yeyush is not something that works by itself. Yeyush isn't makne you something. Yeyush isn't something that the matir. Yeyush is a simen that this is a real hardcore aveda right now. Yeyush makes this a full aveda, an aveda gemura, and now the halachas of aveda kick in. He says, "Elo yeyush eno simen umadrega ba'aveda. Yeyush eno elo simen umadrega ba'aveda. Da aveda shehi avuda kolkach ad shabayla misyashim imena." This is an aveda shehitira hatorah lachalamot lazakus ba. Avol ein la yeyush shum shaychus lahaheter. Yeish isn't matter directly. Rak lohodia lanu matzav ha'aveda ad kama hi nechshava avuda min abaylam. That's what Yeish does. It's so lost. It's so lost, and therefore there's no mitzvah to return it. If you could figure out that there's an aveda that's so lost without Yeish, that's also could be no mitzvah. For example, right, Zuto Shoyam. You could be screaming on the boat, I don't give up hope, I don't give up hope. It doesn't matter. That has a full halacha status of aveda, and that, he said that's the Gemara. L'chor tamua harava balomar geder heter de yeish, probably lemer kol de yeish. Ela karchach no, it's heter da aveda. Once you have yeish, so therefore it is a complete aveda. And he says, and that's why avudim imenu umikal adam. If it's avudim imenu but not mikal adam, that's not a full aveda. Why? Because if you find it, you could announce it and return it to me. So it's not totally lost to me because you might find it. That's why only avudim imenu umikal adam has a full status of aveda that is not going to be returned. And that's also why we didn't mention it yet, but we'll mention it now. The well-known sheet of the Ramban, all the achor have discussed in this parak. The Ramban holds it's impossible to have yeyush on a davar shebershuscha. Let's say you have something under your bed, you can't find it. You looked for it for a month. It's under your bed. And finally you say, forget it, I'm a siyayish. Yeish doesn't work. Because it's under your bed. It's in your reshus. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Yeish doesn't work on a davershib reshuscha.
He says, woe is to me.
So what? Woe is to me, says the Ramban. It doesn't work. But aveda b'reshuscha, there's no yeish. Why not? He's having yeish. The answer is because you can't have a shame avud there if it's in your reshus. It's not a din of yeish working automatically in a vacuum. You can't have a shame avud there. That's the sheet of the Ramban, it is not going to work. And that's why Rav Salvechik says the same exact idea. Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Lamed, Yeish is Hashlamas Shem Avud. That's what Yeish is, and that's what it is, and that's why you can't be Mashlam Shem Avud if it's sitting in your Rishus. And it's not like Hefker.
Why doesn't Rav Salvechik make that statement? He makes a blanket statement.
He makes a blanket statement, but that's only in the world if it's not, the Ramban say, that statement doesn't apply for something that is in your, that's not called an Avud.
Anybody argue?
That's klal daveda. That's not aveda. That's not aveda. It's klal daveda. Klal daveda. There can't be something in your reshus. It's not called lost. Chametz is automatically. Chametz is aser banah. So that's a shaila. But by your Rabbi Yemat say, how do you get rid of your chametz? But you're mevatel anyway. Okay. Anyway, that is a big discussion. There's a lot more, but that's the diak nifla here of the klal davedza. It's not klal de yesh. Okay. V'amar zin mishay de Rava. Rizik continues the name of Rava, Hilchasa, three lines at the bottom. Krichos, Bershus, Rabim, Harelo, Shalom. If Krichos, Bershus, Rabim, they're yours, you could keep them because any Sibur would have gotten lost. Bershus, Yachid, it depends. Either Akhafila, if it looks like Akhafila that they fell out, Harelo, Shalom, then you can get to keep it. Either Akhanacha, but if it looks like it was put down, Notul Machers, then you have to announce. Vizev, Vizev, Bedar, Shein, Bo Simen, this all applies by somebody that does not have a Simen. If it doesn't have a Simen, still, if it's in Rishus HaYachid, it was placed there, you got to announce. Abba, Bedar, Sheish, Bo Simen, but if it has a Simen, Loshtar, Rishus Rabim, Loshtar, Rishus HaYachid, Beidar, Chafila, Beidar, Chanacha, Chayiv, Le, Hachris. Period. The Tozer Rish just points out also interesting Ha'ara, Rav Zvid Paskins in the name of Rava, Hilchasa. Right, they're Paskining like Rava himself. Right, the bottom Rashi says that. So the Tozer Rish says, someone unusual for the Mora to Paskin, the Halacha is like me. Someone unusual to say that, so he says maybe there's a different gear, so maybe it should be Rava, maybe it should be Rav Papa. It's just an interesting, unusual Lashon like that. Weiter, Macharoza Shodagim. So now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have a whole chain of fish altogether, so then you're allowed to keep it. So Amai, Levi Kesher Simon, what do you mean? Maybe you check out how all these fish are tied together, and that'll be enough of a simon. So Bekatra decided, you know, it's a regular fisherman's knot, which everybody does. The Kuli Amahachi Bekatra, everybody ties their knots like this. The Levi Minyan Simon, how about the Minyan? There's six fish on here. Maybe the Minyan should be a simon. Gemara says, no, Binyan of the Shavin. It's a certain number that everybody does. And therefore, again, it's not going to be a good simon. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Minyan avi simon ol avi simon. Is minyan a good simon or not? They ask Rav Sheshes. Amalu Rav Sheshes tanitua. Rav Sheshes, we learned it. Matzah kli chesav kli nechoshes. Gisteron shel ever v'kol kli matchas. You find all of these kelim. Hayreze lo yachzir. You don't return them. Ashitin os. Until you give a sign. Oshe yechavin mishkalosav. Oh, achi yechavin mishkalosav. Until you give the weight. If you give the weight of these, like, piece of silver, then you can give it back. So it would be the mishkal havi simin, midu minyan havi havi simin. So Rav Sheshes says, if the weight's a good simin, then the number and the dimensions, the midah is also a good simin, right? You compare all of these cases. The Gemara, there's a Gemara in Yevamis that the Rishonim here asked. There's a Gemara in Yevamis that we had in Kuf Tezvav, that where I gave you a pikadon, which you deny. You say, oh, it didn't come from you. And then I give a certain you know, number there. So the Gemara there says that we don't allow you to, that's not good enough. So the Gemara that Rishonim discussed, if you look at the Ritva there, another Rishonim here, the Shita, whether Minyan might be a good Minyan might be a good Simin only for Aveda, but not in other contexts. You have to know there might be different requirements in different areas of Halacha. Why? By a piece of meat, do you not have to return? Amai, luhu, levi mishkala Simin, let the weight of the meat be a Simin, the mishkala of the Shavin, no. Answer it, no, because it's a very common weight. It was a 5-pound piece of steak, right? So that's why it's not a simen. V'tevi chaticha gufa simen. Maybe the chaticha itself should be a simen. Ita dafki da atma. If it says it's the neck of the animal, the thigh of the animal. Milo tanya, didn't we learn matza chatichos dagim? If you find pieces of fish, v'dag nashuch, or a fish that had a bite taken out of it, chayv la'achriz, those things you have to be machriz. Chavio shal yayin v'shal shem v'shal tuv v'shal grogeres v'shal zesim. All of these barrels of liquid, harei l'shalo, those you can keep, because those are very common, but you see from the first half of the brisa, it says, if you find chatichos dogim. So how do you think that people, a piece of fish, so how else do people identify those? Why do you have to announce those? It must be because the weight, or it must be because they say which part of the animal it is. So the Gemara says, no, hakamai eskinan, but the ika simana bepaska. No, you only return those because it was cut in a certain way. And people cut their fish in a certain way, that's why in that case you have to return it. Just like Yehuda Rabba Bar Afuna, Machtech le'atzlasa karnasa, like Rabba Bar Afuna used to cut his meat into a triangle, tzlasa karnasa, right, Rashi says, because he was worried about basar shenis ali min ha'ayin, talach in Yerodea, that meat that disappears from the eye, right, if a non-Jew is taking meat, let's say I send meat to someone, and it's nisalim from the Jew's eye, so midra banan, there's a chumra midra banan, that, you know, you're not allowed to throw out that meat. So you need simanim to make sure that it's the right it's the same piece of meat, that they didn't switch it. So Rabbi used to cut his meat into a triangle, a very unusual cut, and that way he solved the problem of basar shenis alim min ha'ayin. Dekanami, you also know that must be what the brises means. Dektani dumi d'dagnasha shmamina, because this phrase is right next to the case where you have a bite taken out of the fish. So that's how you know it was something unique about the fish itself. Omar mar, chav yashal yayin v'shal shem v'shal shuva v'shal gog v'shal zeisim ari l'shalo, all these barrels you're allowed to keep. V'atznan, but didn't our Mishnah say, kada yayin v'kada shemen, chayiv l'hachriz, the next Mishnah says, you have to announce these barrels. So, which is it? So, Amar b'zeira, Amar v'asisim b'rashum. The Mishnah, which says that you have to announce, is talking about a case of rashum. They're marked. What does that mean? So, Rashi says, it's when there was an open barrel, and you have some of the open barrels, and you put some of the covers on the barrels very lightly, and once they're open, they're very identifiable, because you can know how you open them, how you took off the covers, that's why they're easily identifiable. Tosva says that, no, it's Russia, little Tosva is Russian. Shekol balabayis ose rishimaso mishuna mishel chaveiro. The balabata put a mark on their barrels after they get them, so that's why they're identifiable. Mechal de braisa bebasuach. What, the brisa where it says you could keep them, they're talking about cases where they were left open totally. What do you mean? If they're totally open, then it's totally an aveda midas. Rashi says, then they're usher, because you left them open, then shkatzim and the chashim and everything else went into drink there. So what do you mean you could keep them? So mervoshi of a meitziv. No, meitziv means that you put the cover on, but you just didn't cement it back down. There is a cover on there, but it's just not totally sealed. Maybe they're both rashim, meaning they're both opened, but Maybe it's before and after the treasure houses have all their barrels ready to, basically before the market's filled with barrels. Before the market's filled with barrels, then your barrel can be considered a simmon. But afterwards, then everybody has these barrels, then it's not good enough. He had Rav Yaakov bar Abba, Ashkel Chavita de Chamra, Lachash Jitchul Asara. It's like Rav Yaakov found the barrel after the market opened. Aslakami de Abaya, Amrali Zil Shkol and Ashkel. He says you can keep these because the market's already open. Boy, Menei Rabbi Meir Amnachmin, Makam Avi Simen, Olo Avi Simen. Is Makam a Simen or not? Amrali Tani Tua. What do you mean? We learned it. All these barrels you could keep. But what do you mean? If Makam is a simin, by all these barrels, you should announce where you found the barrel. So it must be Makam is not a simin. No, that mission is not a raya, because maybe there we're talking about a case where you found it on the riverbank. Meaning what? Imagine a boat that comes in with 1,000 barrels, and they put them all on the riverbank, and each buyer buys a few barrels. So as they're taking them up from the riverbank, by mistake they left some on the riverbank. So you can't say, oh, those are mine. They all look the same. So that's obvious a case where there's no simon. Amr of Mari, my timer Amr Aban and Raksa Denara Loavi simon. Why is the riverbank not a simon? So two different versions. Damrinan Lai, either we tell him, just like you left some barrels here, your friend left some barrels here. So it's not a good enough simon. Or Iga da Amri Amr of Mari, my timer Amr Aban and Makam Loavi simon. Or a little differently, Damrinan Lai, we say to him, Kihechid Israel Lidi Dach, Hai Makom, just like you left a barrel in this spot. So your friend also left a barrel in this spot. So therefore, you can't bring that as a riot. Finishing up, a person found a bunch of tar in the wine press. Rav says, yes, Rav says you can take it. He saw that he was a little hesitant to take the heter. Sometimes the Rav gives a psak, his mutter, and the Rav sees that the person is not really comfortable with the heter. So Amalei, Rav says, no, zil plug l'lechi breminei, give some of it to my son. He's very comfortable with it. He says, give some of it to my son. You don't think I think it's mutter? You know, share it with my son. So lema kasava Rav makam lo avi simen. Should Rav say, should we prove from that story that makam is not a good simen? So because it was in the wine press. So Rav Abba says no. Rav saw there were tall reeds growing around this tar, so it must have been there for a long time. That's why Rav thinks it is not a good simen. Rav Yaakov Emden says, why didn't he say give me half of it? He only said give his son half of it. Give half because the halacha is you have to be mosim dechshad. Right, like the Mara says in Yevamos, once if a dayan matirs a woman, he's not allowed to marry that woman. Right, if a rav matirs a certain case, whatever it is, he can't do something directly in that case because it'll look funny. So therefore, he's not allowed. So to here, he didn't want to take it himself. So he said, "Give it to my son. That would be enough." Period. Okay, tomorrow maybe we'll start with just the Ritva, who says, "Why wasn't the wine press owner koneh b'kinyan chaser?" Right, why didn't that work? Okay, we'll start with the Bezer tomorrow, and we'll get to the three times that a Rav is allowed to lie. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow.